Welcome to the Menopause Moguls Podcast, where you'll learn how to slay in menopause and in entrepreneurship at the same damn time. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, a board-certified OBGYN, the menopause mogul, and the startup business coach for Black perimenopausal and menopausal women. Are you a professional woman, 40 and over, who's afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Or you want to take back control of your mind, body, and spirit during your menopausal transition? Are you 40 and over and want to build and launch your own business, doing something you absolutely love and create the life you want on your own terms? Are you 40 and over and want to reclaim your power, joy, and time during your menopausal transition and beyond so you can pursue your wildest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the menopausal transition, but equip you with simple strategies to launch a thriving business while managing menopausal symptoms with ease and in optimal health. Ladies, you will learn that menopause is not the end, but the beginning of your next level. As you launch your own business, your own brand that dominates in your industry like a mogul. So let's get started so you can slay your day like a menopause mogul and build your legacy. Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, ladies. How is everyone doing today? It has been an interesting day for me. It started off pretty rough, right? And then I, as you know, if you read my post today, I went to go post and saw that message or that post from my client, and that just took away all the roughness. But I wanted to come in here tonight to talk about the three F's in midlife that we need to give permission to give to ourselves. And if you're in the building, this will be a podcast episode, but if you're in the building live here in the Facebook group, say hey, and feel free to put your name in the comments because I can't see your name here. But I wanted to talk about the three F's, right? And I know when we get to a certain age, we run out of F's to give. After all the things that we've been through, all the things that we continue to go through, we just run out of F's to give. But I realize that these F's that I want to talk to you all about tonight are necessary to allow us to have the capacity to make audacious moves in these midlife streets. So this downloaded into me a few days ago as I was thinking about the beginning of my journey as far as building a business. And I remember feeling like, this won't work. I can't do this, right? And feeling inadequate, feeling embarrassment, like I'm going to be embarrassed. And I used to do certain things like busy work to push those feelings down. Like I had those feelings, but really didn't want to feel those feelings. So I just pushed them away, pushed them down by just doing stuff. So I would just do, like I said, just busy work, whether it was working on my website to try to make it prettier or look up different things like, you know, certain details about a business plan, like just little things that I thought was going to get me closer to building the business, but really turned out to be just busy work and not allowing me to actually be productive. But at the same time, I was doing this because I didn't want to feel those feelings of embarrassment or inadequacy, right? Even when it came to when I had to actually tell people about the business that I was actually building and going on, you know, social media, going live and all these things, I had these feelings of, again, being inadequate, not enough, not knowing enough. So I avoided doing it. I avoided doing the lives. I avoided telling people because I didn't want to feel those feelings. And also, when I was in the midst of building my business, there was also these thoughts of judgment, judging myself, right? Before I decided to create Menopause Moguls, I did other things, right? I don't know if y'all told you that. I thought about creating a spa. I thought about, I actually sold sex toys. I did other, what do you call it? Network marketing? The name escapes me. But one of those kind of pyramid type things, just trying to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do as far as my business. And at one point I had hired a social media coach because, you know, before all of this, before my book, before my business, I was not on social media. So social media was like, I don't want to do any of it. I don't know how to grow my audience, all these things. So I hired this coach. And after working with her, it was like, I didn't notice much change. There was no difference. I was like, all right, like it still seems like everything's the same and I don't feel like I got anything out of it. So I judge myself for that, right? I judge myself by, you know, telling myself like, oh, Maxie, you hired her and you didn't get any results. And so when I was thinking about hiring another coach to do something different, like a business coach, I was hesitant about it because of the quote unquote mistakes that I did prior to that, you know, hiring that other coach, doing other things. I felt like, okay, I made those mistakes and I shouldn't move forward and hire somebody else because the same result will probably be, you know, will probably the result from that, from those decisions will probably be the same result that I get if I hired somebody else. So I was hesitant about hiring a business coach. So that again helped, that again kept me stagnant in actually being productive and building my business and then ultimately launching my business. And then also the biggest thing when I was in the, again, midst of building my business, the biggest thing that was stopping me was being afraid. I was so scared. I told myself, you know, you're a doctor. You know nothing about business. Why would you start a business? How can you start a business? You don't have an MBA. And, you know, all these things that I told myself, and I was so scared. And it kept me stuck where I didn't want to do huge things like tell people about it or be more present on social media because I didn't want to, again, feel that fear. And I was also just afraid. I was afraid also that if I built the business, nobody will come. Nobody will buy my service. All these things that I told myself. And that kept me stuck. And I did not, kept me in a mode of just doing like busy work and it was actually me procrastinating and actually doing more productive things because I didn't want to feel the fear. I didn't want to do it afraid. So I just didn't do it, right? I just didn't do it. So after kind of realizing all of that, and I've thought about that, you know, where I started, and even with my client's post today and how she started, where she was, you know, feeling the way she felt in regards to building a business, didn't think it was even possible, she had committed to other things that didn't work out, so was afraid to commit to something like my program in order for it to help her not only get through her menopausal transition, but also build this business. And then again, the biggest thing was fear, like being so afraid of building this thing that you've never built before, doing something that you've never done before. So for me, when I realized that I was doing all of this, right, and decided to do something different, and then also hiring help, I actually did get a business coach, an amazing business coach. And the first thing, one of the first things that I had to do was give myself permission to feel the feelings. Because I was a person who avoided the feelings all the time. Like I did not want to, especially negative feelings, right? I'm also the person who wanted to be happy all the time and wanted everybody else around me to be happy. So if I was happy and everybody else is happy, but if I'm sad or this, then some, you know, everybody, the people around me would also be sad. So I was a person who avoided the feelings, pushed away the feelings. Even when I felt myself cry about something, I would stop myself like, girl, you can't cry. Like, don't do that. So I had to give myself permission to actually feel all of the feelings, feel the inadequacy, feel the that feeling of possibly not knowing enough, feeling the possible embarrassment of going live and not knowing what I'm talking about or not appear in a way that I don't know what I'm talking about, right? I had to actually feel all of that. And when I did that, I was actually able to do bolder tasks in regards to actually building my business. And then I also was able to, you know, thinking about the mistakes I've made, the decisions I've made in the past, I had to give myself permission to forgive myself. Forgive myself for making those mistakes. Forgive myself for beating myself up because that one thing that I decided to do didn't work out. And when I did that, you know, the judgment, I was able to release the judgment and again, not beat myself up. And when I did that, I was actually able to see that the business that I'm building and what I'm building actually is valuable and is worthy of me feeling the feelings and as well as forgiving myself so that I can put that business out there to help somebody else. And then the biggest thing was giving myself permission to feel the fear. And doing things afraid and being okay with that. Because, like I said before, the fear is one of the biggest things for my clients, for women that I speak to just in passing, whether it's in DMs or, you know, friends that, you know, who want to do things that want to do big things, things that are bigger than them. The biggest thing is fear. Like we are so scared to do that big thing, right? And And I realized that I had to actually acknowledge that I'm scared and acknowledge that it's okay to be scared because I'm human and we are built to have this, you know, this system that protects us, right? So the fear is a way of potentially protecting us or, you know, helping us avoid things that potentially can harm us. But, you know, obviously this technically does not harm us, but in our brains, it can't tell the difference. So when we're doing things that are scary, doing things outside of our comfort zone, it feels like, oh my gosh, you might die from this. And obviously that's not literal, but our body feels like it would make us like, oh my God, the world will end if we do this big thing. So I had to acknowledge that I'm going to get scared, acknowledge that I'm scared, acknowledge that it's okay that I'm scared, give myself permission to be scared, but do it anyway, right? Do it anyway. And in order for me to do that, I had to create a safe space for myself. And that safe space stems from me changing the relationship that I have with myself that actually allowed me to build more self-trust. A trust in myself that even if I do this big thing and it doesn't work out according to the plan, according to my plan, it still will work in my favor. It still will work for me in some way, whether I'm learning something, learning to do something in a different way. And being able to also trust that what I am building, what I am launching into the world is so valuable that it has to be out in the world. It's not for me to keep. It's for me to actually share with people, with you all, to help, right? To serve. And creating that safe space for myself, it was a game changer. It was a game changer. So the three F's that you have to give yourself permission to give when you are in a place where you want to do this big thing like build a business, you have to give yourself permission to feel, give yourself permission to forgive, and give yourself permission to feel the fear. And when you do that, you will be able to make powerful moves towards the business that you want to build, the life that you want to build, and the life that you truly deserve, right, in these midlife streets. And I was actually listening to a podcast called Permission Talk with Dr. Jackie Green. And the guest that she had on there was Dr. Anita Phillips. If y'all know her, y'all need to follow her. I love her. She's a trauma therapist, minister, now author, best-selling author. Her book is called The Garden Within. Amazing. I'm still reading it, but it's an amazing book. And she talks about our emotions and the importance of acknowledging and feeling our emotions. And when I had this download of what I wanted to talk to you all about today, about the three F's that we have to give ourselves permission in midlife, I came across this podcast and I happened to listen to this episode. And Dr. Anita was talking about how we can chase our goals and do all the things to chase our goals. But when we get there and accomplish that goal, we either break down or we get there and we're not fulfilled. We're still not happy. We're still, something's missing. And she said the reason for that is that when we were chasing the goals, we weren't meeting our emotional needs. And she said, you know, just like we need food, air, and water, we need connection, worth, and safety. And that struck me because when I think about giving ourselves permission for these three F's, permission to feel that connection, right? That connection. And she and Dr. Nidhi was referring more so to connection to other people. But, and that is also important in your journey when building a business, but also connection to yourself, connection to your higher self, connection to your soul, connection to your deep feelings. And meaning that connection allows you to keep moving and elevating yourself and not be bogged down by, you know, things that don't go your way or, you know, don't go as planned or quote unquote failures. You're still able to move in that because you have this connection. The worth in regards to, you know, when you forgive yourself for either, you know, making this decision about using something, doing another course or using another coach or doing a webinar and you didn't get the result that you wanted. And now you're hesitant about doing something different because you didn't get the result the last time. So forgiving yourself for that and knowing that also, you know, we also can get caught up in judging ourselves when we don't make certain boundaries. And because you didn't make certain boundaries with certain people, you still are stuck in doing other things that you don't want to do instead of doing the things you want to do, like build your business. So forgiving yourself for that. All of that is worthy to us, right? Like that is the worth that, or the value that we recognize in ourselves, the value in recognizing the business that we want to provide, the service that we want to provide, recognizing that value and being able to forgive ourselves for making certain decisions so we can still move forward and do things to get us closer to building the business. Instead of beating ourselves up and judging ourselves because the first thing didn't work out or the second thing or even the third thing, right? So knowing that worth, knowing that value that our business has, that we have, and committing to that so that we can continue to move forward even through challenges, that is important. And then the safety part, right? Creating a safe space for ourselves where we are able to, despite the roadblocks, despite the challenges, despite all the things that life be life in, right? We create a safety within ourselves that we still can do this amazing thing like building a business amongst all of that, right? Creating that safety to say, okay, I've been going through this thing and I came out on the other side, right? And not keeping ourselves on the struggle bus because we now trust ourselves to continue to move forward and to keep going. And that truly is something that even with me during this whole long COVID, post-COVID journey, there was a time where I was so low where I did not, like I didn't want to do anything. I was like, I'm going to quit the business. I'm going to quit the podcast. I'm going to quit everything. But I had to, again, create that safety within myself and build up again that trust in myself that God has gotten you through other things and he will get you through this and you can get back up again so you can keep going. So those are the three F's that we need to give ourselves permission in midlife so that we can do all of the audacious goals that have been placed in our heart, permission to feel, the permission to forgive ourselves, the permission to feel the fear. Because once we do that, we can do anything that we are being called to do. So some of you may be scared to join my challenge, right? My Midlife Business Mastery Challenge that I am holding on December 13th through the 15th. That is for you who have that fear. Because I know that fear can be so heavy and so overwhelming where you don't even want to take one step, right? It's like, it can be very overwhelming. But just a baby step, that you can take by joining my free challenge so that you can learn how to give yourself permission to do these three F's in these midlife streets so you can do the business in 2024. We're going to talk about all of that in this three-day challenge. So I'm going to drop the link in the comments so you can register because it's going to be fire, y'all. I am so excited about this. And I've said this before where, you know, again, fear is still there, y'all. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Even with this challenge, even when I come on here live in the group, the fear is still there, right? It's still there, but I've learned to feel the fear and do it anyway. Because that is what God is calling me to do. That is why I'm here. That is why I keep going. Despite, you know, this whole long COVID thing, despite this rough morning that I had because of long COVID this morning, I continue to strive towards doing all of the audacious things that I have in my heart, and at the same time, bringing all of you with me and empowering you all to do the same thing, right? Because I want to see us all win. I want us all to be out in these midlife streets, thriving and creating the life that we truly deserve and want. So join the challenge, and so we can do that. So we can be go all in 2024. So December 13th to the 15th at 7 p.m. Also, I'm holding. You can upgrade to VIP. The challenge is free, but you can upgrade to the VIP session on the Saturday because you can, that will be an opportunity to actually have direct coaching by me on your specific, you know, roadblocks, hangups, menopausal symptoms, whatever the thing is that's holding you back. It'll be more personalized coaching by me in that VIP session. So again, register y'all because we are going to have awesome time. All right, y'all. So that's what I have for you all today. The three F's in midlife that you give yourself permission for: permission to feel, permission to forgive, permission to feel the fear. So I hope that resonates with you all. Let me know in the comments if you are listening via the podcast. Let me know in the comments or in a review. Yeah, let me know. All right. All right, y'all. That's what I have for you all this evening. And I'll see y'all next time. All right, y'all. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you had any aha moments or learned something new, please let me know by leaving a review. And please share this episode and share this podcast with all the ladies that you know. Head on over to my website, drjoyelle.com, and subscribe to get my monthly newsletter and get all the tea on women's health news and business news. Also, join my private Facebook group, Menopause Moguls, so we can thrive in menopause and in business as we build our legacies together.